It's September 2020. Welcome to Muse News, the BCMA's monthly museum sector news podcast. Each month, we recap some of the latest news, happenings, and announcements from museums, galleries, and heritage organizations across BC and beyond. I'm Lorenda.
And I'm Ryan. Thanks, Lorenda.
Join us as we explore the latest Muse news. A Burnaby Village Museum project aimed at undoing the erasure of local Indigenous history has earned a National Museum Award. The Indigenous History in Burnaby Resource Guide is a 27-page historical overview of the Hunkaminam and Squamish history in the city from the time of the ancestors to the present day. 3 years in the making, it was developed in partnership with Kwatlyn, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, and Musqueam First Nations. Challenging the idea that Burnaby was an empty wilderness developed by European settlers, the guide describes a host of activities Hunkaminam and Squamish-speaking people undertook on the land prior to contact. Last month, the Canadian Museum Association recognized the project with an Outstanding Achievement Award in the area of education. The award recognizes one exceptional museum project that advances knowledge and understanding by reaching new audiences or enhancing existing ones. The guide is available for download on the Burnaby Village Museum website, and we encourage you to check it out.
The Royal BC Museum has purchased the Victoria IMAX Theatre for $3.8 million. RBCM says the overall theatre experience will remain unchanged, and that the IMAX will continue to show documentary films as well as popular Hollywood movies. The Royal BC Museum says purchasing the IMAX Theatre is part of the museum's modernization plan. Quote, "This is an exciting step for the Royal BC Museum modernization," said Professor Jack Lohman, CEO of RBCM, in a release on Monday. "Bringing the IMAX Victoria into the museum operation opens up more educational opportunities as we work to update the museum."
Over the past decade at the Potato House in Williams Lake, BC, a handful of volunteer organizers have crafted an organization which delivers services with both public history and environmental sustainability mandates. But this melding of two often separate mandates has in fact strengthened the organization's capacity to inform the public. From conserving the history of Canada's only single-family Second World War heritage house, designing Canada's only drive-by composting center, creating a space for community arts and culture, and developing a community heritage register, the Potato House has been a leader for environmental and historical learning in its community. The Potato House's determination to see a sustainability and heritage initiative in downtown Williams Lake has enabled the project to succeed. The organization regularly receives rave reviews, many letters of support from local government, businesses, and nonprofits, and since September 2019 has been able to raise over $89,000 in development grants. While this work is not without challenges, such as fundraising for the site's mortgage, the Potato House has shown that even a few volunteers with a small organization can make a big difference on a local level to advancing environmental and historical consciousness.
Thanks, Lorenda. In other news, the Maritime Museum of BC moves forward with the next phase of the Pacific Maritime Center in Langford, BC. The City of Langford and the Maritime Museum of BC entered into a Memorandum of Understanding for the proposed construction of the Pacific Maritime Center that includes a new state-of-the-art maritime museum, office tower, and conference center. The overall project is on its way to becoming shovel-ready and is expected to generate hundreds of short-term construction jobs and several new full-time jobs in the community. The proposed 80,000-square-foot maritime museum will house the entire artifact collection, as well as a state-of-the-art immersive planetarium theater and observational lighthouse-designed sky deck.
Inspired by the concept of ASMR, a group of Indigenous youth in Montreal are hoping to calm their peers through the global coronavirus pandemic with words and phrases in Indigenous languages. The project is called Indigenous Whispers. The Native Montreal Youth Council is composed of 10 Indigenous youth, aged 16 to 30, living in the Greater Montreal area. Every year, their mandate is to work on a project as a group that impacts and touches the lives of Indigenous youth in the city. As the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic quashed the group's original plans, they came up with the idea for the social media campaign that aims to promote relaxation, reassurance, and safety by sharing the beauty and diversity of Indigenous languages through ASMR techniques. Indigenous youth are encouraged to participate in this campaign by posting a video of their own words or phrases to social media with the hashtag Indigenous Whispers.
Applications for the 2020 repatriation grants open September 8th and support BC First Nations and Indigenous organizations to fund the repatriation of ancestors, cultural property, and cultural heritage. For decades, Indigenous leaders have worked tirelessly to support the return of their community's ancestors and cultural patrimony. The BC government is providing $500,000 to the BC Museums Association to fund Indigenous communities across the province to support a range of repatriation research and activities. The 2020 grants follow the province's $2 million investment over 3 years to the Royal BC Museum for repatriation activities. Dan Smith, chair of the BCMA Indigenous Advisory Committee and member of the Wiwakum First Nation in Campbell River, says, quote, "This funding allows museums, archives, and Indigenous peoples new opportunities to work together towards decolonization and realizing the goals set out by the Truth and Reconciliation Commission and the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples. True, meaningful, and lasting reconciliation must include the return of Indigenous culture back to Indigenous communities." To stay up to date on breaking Muse news, follow our Twitter at BC Museums ASSN, and if you would like your Muse news to be shared on this podcast, email the BCMA at museumsassn.bc.ca. Thank you, and good night.